Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. With the light snowfall that fell last night, anywhere from 3 to 4 inches, we do have some storm watch announcements in Litchfield County. Region 1 on a 2-hour delay, no morning pre-K. Region 7, a 2-hour delay. Torrington Public Schools remote only today. Wolcott Technical High School in Torrington remote only today. In Berkshire County, Lenox Public Schools are closed. Hillcrest Academy delayed 2 hours. In Columbia County, Chatham delayed 2 hours with no AMBOCES, no breakfast, including remote learners. In Germantown, a 2-hour delay. Hudson City School District delayed, no AMBOCES, full-day remote K through 12. In Dutchess County, just Dutchess County, BOCES has been delayed for 2 hours. And in Greene County, Cairo-Durham delayed 2 hours, no AM pre-K. Catskill delayed 2 hours with a 2-hour delay, virtual schedule. BOCES, no breakfast. Windham Ashland Jewett delayed 2 hours, and UMC Daycare Norton Hill delayed 2 hours with no AM pre-K. Well, internet users across the Northeast United States reported widespread outages yesterday. In an emailed statement 90 minutes after the outage was first reported, Verizon said it was working on the problem, hunting Fios service throughout the Northeast corridor, and that some service had already been restored. The telecom giant had reported a cut fiber cable in Brooklyn via Twitter. By the way, Comcast was not affected. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed declarations to extend his emergency powers to manage the state response to the COVID-19 pandemic through April 20th, saying he believes it's a third extension of the current public health and civil preparedness emergency is necessary because of the ongoing public health threat from coronavirus, despite the availability of COVID-19 vaccines right now. The governor also announced that he's directing Connecticut's severe cold weather protocol to be activated ahead of the cold temperatures expected the coming end of the week and weekend. Wind chill factors are expected to dip into the single digits or lower over the coming days. The emergence of COVID-19 has derailed so much in people's lives. Not surprisingly, transportation has also been affected by the pandemic. Jim Cameron gave a recent talk at the Scoville Library. A former NBC News anchor and author who writes a newspaper column called Getting There told the virtual audience that ridership on the Metro North Railroad is way down. Many in the northwest corner use the line from Wissahick, New York, which is just over the Connecticut border, to point south, ending at Grand Central Station in Manhattan. Up until March of last year, Cameron said there were 3.1 million riders a month getting to their destinations on time. It's still getting there on time, but the ridership is down 78% on weekdays and 57% on weekends. In Otis, Massachusetts, people who live around Big Pond are organizing in an attempt to prevent the town from contacting to build a cellular telephone tower in their neighborhood. The town's top board has requested proposals for a tower on public land near the pond, with submissions due on Thursday of this week. Residents say they plan to join an online session of the Board of Selectmen at 7 p.m. tonight, when the panel's agenda includes discussions on the tower project. Call it a Hail Mary pass with a dim prospect of success of returning Marist football in time for the upcoming Spring Pioneer Football League season. Late Monday afternoon, a letter signed by 85 program supporters, including parents and former players, was sent to school president and two other administrators asking for reinstatement of the program that was put on pause due to the COVID-19 virus. They're asking for consideration 2 to 3 weeks from now in belief that the COVID infection numbers are coming down in New York State and Dutchess County. So meetings coming up today in Kent. The Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting that is at 6:30. Region 1 Middle School Athletics and Activities Committee meeting scheduled for 6 o'clock and the ABC Committee meeting at 7 o'clock. Sheffield has a planning board meeting set for tonight at 7 p.m. In Salisbury at 7:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a special meeting set up. Drive-through COVID testing at the North Canaan Town Hall on Thursday in between 1 and 4, no charge and no appointment necessary. In Sharon on Thursday, the Energy Environment Commission meets at 5:30. In Cornwall on Thursday at 5 to 7 p.m., Heat and Eat Soup and Susie's Sweets at the United Congregational Church. In Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting via Zoom by way of 7 p.m. D.M. Hunt Library presents weekend number 2 on Saturday at 4 p.m., Learning to Listen, Classical Music with Warren Whitaker. You can register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Remember, all these meetings that we talk about can be remote, so check with your websites. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 30,937.04, the NASDAQ at 13,626.07, and the S&P 500 at 3,849.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.